Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection today is entitled, Even Now.
A reading from the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is God, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps the Lord will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, Spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, Where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. As a young child, I would sometimes reply, coming, when my parents would summon me to dinner or some other event or task, and I would immediately go downstairs. As I got a little older, my response was, be right there, and I would finish whatever I was doing before heading down. Then I reached that stage of totally testing independence and would ignore their call until I heard, now. I thought of those times when reflecting on today's first reading. Through the prophet Joel, God says to us, as God said to the people of Israel, Even now, return to me with all your heart. But what about this summons, this invitation, causes the human heart to initially refuse, to hesitate to respond? I think it's an overdeveloped sense of perfection that is totally and completely misguided. Even now, says our God, return to me with all your heart. At the very least, we want to say, be right there. But instead, we respond, even now? No, not yet. I'm not ready. And still, God says, yes, even now. Even now. And still, we delay and offer excuse after excuse. But I'm not ready. I haven't prepared. My life is still a mess. I'm too weak. I'm ashamed. I'm not perfect enough. I'm not forgiven enough. I'm not. Dismissing every last excuse, God continues to say, even now, return to me with all your heart. Whatever is in your heart, whatever is on your heart, return to me even now. The plain and simple truth is, God just wants us as we are, even now. Still, we hesitate. If I only had a little more time, and I'd be better prepared for God. Well, if such is the case, then the gospel offers us a solution today. Even now, pray. Even now, fast. Even now, give alms. Each one of these actions will draw us ever closer to our God, and we'll soon discover the truth of who God is. Gracious and merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness, relenting in punishment. There is nothing to be afraid of. We need not hesitate in responding to this call to return to God with all our heart. Even now, return to me with all your heart, God says, so that you might discover what is in my heart, waiting to be poured out upon you. God has nothing but incomprehensible, overwhelming, overflowing desire and love for us. During this Lenten season, we're called to respond unabashedly, coming to the invitation to accept that love, to receive it, to be amazed by it, and to become it. Once we have done that, then we have no choice but to accept the call to be ambassadors for Christ, who, through our witness, calls others to that same invitation to return to God with all their hearts, even now.